Hold on, another drink of water.
But you know, the Drizzle, when he was when he was a kid, he was bitten by a thirsty worm in a science lab accident. That radioactive stuff. I don't know how it happened, but I swear to God, from the day on, he was able to manipulate the rain, and that is fresh.
Speaking of fresh, welcome to CADcast number 2.
Hey!
I'm your host, GPD, and once again, I'm joined in the studio by Wombat5277.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. How you doing, Wombat?
Oh, you know, just swell, thank you.
Nice. Well, I think we had a very popular show last week. We seem to do very well in the iTunes rankings, if anybody cares about that.
Do you have a specific number?
No, I don't, because it's somehow the CADcast has screwed up the stats on my web server. So now I really have no idea what's going on.
You're full-blown gay!
I'm not full-blown gay, but my web server is. Anyway, we got a great show for you this week. Again, I think we're going to talk about some current gaming news items and some current video game shopping news.
We're going to try and make it longer than 6 minutes.
Yes, we will. I think we'll be able to do that. And I think we have another winning lineup for you this week.
With no mention of GameStop. Oh!
I can't promise that. I can't promise anything.
All right, everyone. Welcome to the show. For tonight's first segment, we're going to spend a little time talking about Madden 2006. Now, neither one of us have actually purchased the game yet. Am I correct?
There's no way I'm going to buy that game for $50 or $40 for that matter.
Neither am I. Maybe when it goes down to 20, it's a possibility. Right. But even then, I'm a little shaky ground. But that's not what we're talking about tonight. We're not actually talking about the game. We're going to talk about what it exactly Madden signifies in the video game community. To me, Madden has always been the Groundhog's Day.
What do you mean by that?
Of video games. Well, on Groundhog's Day, it comes, you know, in the beginning of February, and it's supposed to remind you that spring is going to be here soon.
Right.
Madden always comes out at the beginning of August, and it reminds us that in about 6 weeks,
there's going to be more good games coming out.
Exactly.
Oh, nice.
It lets you know. It's the equinox, if
okay.
you will.
Okay.
Of video games.
So do the Groundhog Day rules apply? Like if Madden sees his own shadow, something
yes,
happens?
Yes, if Madden sees his own shadow, then we all get a turducken.
We all get a what?
A turducken.
What's a turducken?
It's a Madden thing.
Oh, okay. So what does that mean now? Because the reviews are out, and from what I've read, they weren't really great.
It's got me worried. It may be the new Madden curse.
Right.
If this pans out, my theory.
Yeah.
It is just a theory, like evolution. Read
right.
the verses form.
Okay.
Right.
Don't
know.
Read the verses form, actually. stay away from that. Nobody should really actually go in there. It's not really designed
but
for anybody to look at.
This is my theory, that if Madden doesn't do well, then it could be the sign of a bad harvest, so
right.
to speak.
Right. Well, I read the GameSpot review of
yes.
Madden. See, I'm telling you, this the place where I read the review. It's GameSpot.
GameSpot, yes.
GameSpot, okay. See how that works? Anyway, so the guy basically, he said the game was good, but they basically didn't really bring anything to the table this year and that it's probably not worth $50. I think he was bitter, though. Bitter about the whole exclusivity agreement?
Possibly.
He didn't?
Yeah.
He never mentioned it, I don't think, once.
No, it's. I mean, it's hard. Do you expect more scrutiny for the game now because of the exclusivity? I mean, also, OXM, the same. Also, they gave it an 8.
Right.
I know, XM. I read the review. But they also, I mean, they slant the review really towards the 360,
oh.
to the Xbox 360.
Oh.
How
that one's going to be
you
better?
Should wait. Yeah, you should wait. Because
right.
we all know that if the Xbox 360 tanks, everyone working for that magazine will probably lose their job.
Right. Exactly. It's all about the Xbox 360.
For them.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Maybe for me.
Right.
Which could bring us to our next topic.
The launch lineup
came out today for, well, at least according to IGN.
Okay.
The launch lineup for the Xbox 360 media.
Hey, you just said where you found the information.
I did, and I had a nice smooth segue transition from one topic to another.
Success.
Hooray.
So what's the launch lineup looking like, Wombat?
A lot of sequels.
Yeah, as I'm looking at this list, I see very few games that are not sequels. Out of its 21 games on this list, how many we got that aren't sequels?
Was it 4? By my count? Or is it 5? 5?
Condemned, Gun, Cameo, The Outfit, Saints Row.
And I'm not counting Cameo because that game's been in production for more than 7 years.
It's just like one long sequel, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I remember seeing the movies for that when it was on, supposed to be on the regular, the old Xbox.
Right. Yep, I do.
Yeah.
So we don't have much that looks super exciting, I guess, in terms of original games. But I will admit that the new Ghost Recon looks... Well, they don't even have Ghost Recon. This is a different Ghost Recon. Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter.
I think it's the same thing. Advanced Warfighter, and this is what I know, I've been told by my undercover sources.
Yes, we know you're connected.
Yes, that you will be able to fly planes.
But aren't they making two separate games, though? Ghost Recon 3 and...
No, it's the same game.
You're sure?
98%.
98%, okay.
That's Ghost Recon 3. You will be able to still fight on the ground,
right,
on foot, and fly planes.
I see. So the warfighter isn't really like a flight thing, right?
No.
It's like, you know.
It's supposed that they want you to do kind of like squad commands, but in planes,
right,
where you're the pilot and you're talking to the flight commander and there's the guy in the base and you tell him what.
Right.
Yeah, exciting.
Well, the E3 trailer for that looked crazy.
I turned into Jackie Mason there for a second. And the guy in the thing.
The thing? Yeah. So that one looks pretty cool, but, you know, what else you got? Perfect Dark.
Perfect Dark. You played it, didn't you?
No.
Oh,
they show that behind closed doors only. I didn't have an appointment with that.
You're not cool enough.
Yeah, basically not.
And do you know anything about the original games?
About Perfect Dark? No, I never even played the Perfect Dark.
No, I mean like Condemned or something.
Oh, Condemned, yeah. I played Condemned. It's a lot like Kingpin, which is an old PC game. It's first-person shooter, like... super violent. It had really good graphics at the time and wouldn't really run on my computer. But it's a very slow game where you beat people with blunt objects in a very violent manner.
Sounds like your first date with Mrs. Cheapy.
Right, exactly. She beat me, I think. I don't know. Whatever that means.
With a blunt object.
So I'm not, you know, that game is not that exciting. Obviously the graphics look good, but, you know, I don't think it's going to rock anybody's world, really. But, hey, maybe it will be. Full Auto is cool. It's like Burnout, but with rockets, and that's good.
Yeah! That's what I talk about!
Right, exactly. Rockets. Everything blows up in that game, and it's got also like Matrix Move feature where you can turn back time and unwreck your car.
So stupid!
Yes. That's how they're distinguishing themselves from Burnout. It's you can unwreck your car and you can shoot things with rockets. That's basically the difference.
I can't wait.
Yeah, that should be good.
Burnout isn't coming out, or it's coming out later.
It's
like a week later.
I don't know, but like
it's according to
how much better are the
November.
Graphics going to look on Xbox 360? I mean, the game already looks pretty fantastic, right? How much better is it going
to
look?
We'll have to wait till November and find out.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen any screenshots.
And don't forget to pre-register for the Mountain Dew Win an Xbox 360 contest.
Right, where is that again?
It's every10minutes.com. And we are not getting paid to say that. We actually know that, and no one should know that yet. But that's going to be the website for the Mountain Dew giveaway and Xbox contest.
Right, and if you register now, they're going to know who you are. So
something like that.
So maybe, I don't know, they may come after you for registering early.
Which would be cool.
Right, maybe.
It's a good story to tell your friends.
Right, Mountain Dew is trying to sue me?
Exactly.
Right. Yes, and it has vegetable oil in it, by the way. Don't drink Mountain Dew.
And from what I've read on cheapassgamer.com, which is a very reliable source for medical news.
Absolutely. All kinds of news.
It makes your wiener pee. Blood.
Right. That's a problem.
Yeah.
We don't want to pee blood.
I don't know. Last time I checked.
Yeah. You make our house bleed right now.
You make my pee bleed right now, Mountain Dew, in your delicious brominated vegetable oil. Mmm.
I like Mountain Dew.
Ugh, don't drink that. Don't drink that.
I like the diet Mountain Dew.
I got the Mountain Dew beta kit for the new Mountain Dew. It's Mountain Dew X, it's called. And it's supposed to be a cross between Mountain Dew and like a Red Bull and like all other kinds of like caffeine stuff make you go crazy. And it's disgusting.
And you're addicted to it.
No, I'm not drinking. I refuse to drink it.
Cheapy had hair before the beta test.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, so what else we got with the Xbox 360 launch? A lot of sequels. Saints Row is supposed to be...
Oh, is that what we're talking about?
I don't know. We're talking about Mountain Dew and pissing blood, mostly.
Hooray.
Which is equally as interesting
it
as
is.
The Xbox 360 launch.
I love the website.
Right.
It's all about GBS Gamer. Right. Elder Scrolls 4.
Right, that looks good.
I guess so. You know, I never got into the first one, the last one.
I never played any of those, actually. But I spent
most of the time just kind of wandering around.
Right. And not doing much of anything?
Anything.
Swinging your sword?
Yeah, swinging my sword up and down.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It gets pretty old after a while,
a little bit. Maybe. For me. Someone's going to post and say, I don't know what I'm talking about. Please do.
Right.
Hopefully this time someone will remember my name.
Why? What'd they call you last? Oh, the guy.
The guy. That annoying guy. The annoying guy I got a lot. The other guy.
Other guy. All right. Whatever works, man.
I should just change my name to the other guy.
Other guy or annoying guy.
Probably the annoying guy.
All right, so that's sort of the Xbox 360 launch, but now I have another excellent segue, and maybe we could even do like a feature coming up like in the future where we take like a story, an editorial from a current gaming magazine, and we talk about it. I stole that idea from New York One in the papers. You know how they read the newspapers
every
morning?
Yeah, they do that now on Good Day New York for you New Yorkers.
Yeah, that's cool because you can get like a lot of information there, and it's a lot easier than having to write your own story.
You just way over-explain this.
Oh, I did?
It's like I'm living with a pack of friggin' animals!
Are we still recording?
Yes.
Okay, so anyway, this article is called Can the 360 Start a Revolution in Japan? And it's by Jeff Keighley. You know this dude? I think he's on G4. Look, take a look at this guy.
All right, then.
You don't know him? You don't watch G4, do you?
I do.
Oh, okay. I think he's, like, on something. Anyway, he basically goes on to talk about how the Xbox has been a pretty big failure in Japan. And he wants to talk about, like, why it's been a failure. One of the numbers that he uses in describing the colossal size of the failure is that in a week in July, Microsoft only sold 123 Xbox in the entire country of Japan in 1 week. While PlayStation 2 sold 30,000. So that's pretty...
pretty lousy.
Pretty much getting your ass beat in. So he talks about what Xbox 360, what Microsoft's going to do to stop this from happening again. And the first thing that he says is, you know, the first Xbox was too big. People, you know, in Japan have small apartments. It's just too big. But everything I've seen says that the new Xbox is basically just as big as the old Xbox.
I mean, is that really what the problem was? It was too big.
I don't think so. This ain't going to solve the
problem. Don't get me wrong. The thing is kind of, you know, it's a house compared to the other systems out there.
Right.
But it still fits under my TV.
Right. It's not that big.
Yeah. I don't think
that's why. If they really wanted it, they could make room for it. Is that what you're saying?
I just don't think the games made for the Xbox are geared towards...
Well, that's the second point that he makes in the article. And he says that basically Japanese people like, you know, role-playing games.
Where's my little Fark obvious sign I could stick right next to
it? Of course. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, but he wants to talk about how Microsoft is going to make sure that this doesn't happen again. And that's how they've signed up the Final Fantasy guy, Hironobu Sakaguchi. But now
here's the flip side of this.
Right.
Is this where we want Microsoft to be focusing their attention? Should they just say, you know what? Maybe Japanese gamers aren't that interested in our product. Let's try and sell more in America.
Well, that's a point that actually Jeff makes in the article. But Japan's a big country. It's not – obviously, it's only half the size of the U.S., but it's a big gaming market.
Are there more people in Canada?
No. More people in Japan, I believe.
Than Canada.
I believe so.
I learned something.
Canada's really big, but I don't think people really live there, most of the country. You know, Toronto, Montreal.
You could probably sell a lot of U.S.-centric games in Europe probably easier than Japan.
Yeah. They say that they're just really not interested in the games that are popular here. And vice versa, the Japanese games, with a few exceptions, are not popular in the U.S.
Yeah.
You know, they say Final Fantasy is one of the exceptions. And
Katamari Damacy.
Yeah, that did pretty well here, obviously.
It did all right. It was also cheap.
I just read that EA is actually publishing the sequel in Europe.
Interesting.
Yes. I forgot where I read that. GameIndustryBiz.com? I don't know.
I don't know where you get your news from.
I don't know. Who knows?
The internets.
Either? Internets. Right. I'm all about the
internet. I hold my boobs! My boobs! I hold boobs all day, too!
Yes. I heard that about you.
Yeah.
So basically, they say that Microsoft, I don't know, they're really trying hard this time to go after the Japanese market, and who knows if they'll be able to do it.
Probably not.
Probably not.
But I don't care. I don't care. I don't think it's necessary.
To be popular in Japan?
Yeah.
For them to be successful?
It's not necessary.
They should just give up, is what you're saying.
Yes, I think they should just give up and focus on what makes their system sell here and improve on that.
It's a good point, because maybe like really the only people that care about things like that are the fanboys and such, like the really like core gamers. And Microsoft, you know, they don't really need to go after those people, because those people are going to buy it anyway. Like, they don't really need to like show that the Xbox 360 has street cred on the video game message boards. Like, that's probably not really important.
It's not. It's what's important to Microsoft is how much money are they making.
Right. But they're not looking at it that way.
If they can make it up, if they can make up their money by just focusing in this country, then they won't have a problem.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mosquito 7 for the Xbox 360 isn't going to be necessary.
I like Mr. Mosquito.
You would.
Right. I like all those weird games.
You like anything that involves you getting close to a Japanese girl's butt.
Oh, that was a low blow. Not untrue, but a low blow, nevertheless. And speaking of Japan, the Tokyo Game Show, which is coming up in September, just announced the list of exhibitors and games that are going to be on display.
How many PS3?
Two whole games. So that's not that exciting. And only
not at all.
Two, and also two Xbox 360 games. This story I got from GameSpot again, but I think it's everywhere. So you have that to look forward to. That's going to be in the middle of September. And actually, I'm trying to go to that. I'm probably going to go to that because I'll be in Japan looking for an apartment.
We'll do a full report. We'll actually have live on the spot full coverage of the Tokyo Game Show.
Wow, that's a big promise you just made right there, my friend.
I know.
It's going to be your ass.
Poop did and do.
If we can't deliver.
I'll figure it out.
Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. And we'll see you next week.
The Highlander was a documentary, and the events happened in real time.
Yeah. Oh, you should probably say special thanks to Aqua Teen Hunger Force for providing the sound effect. Right.
All right. So thanks, everyone.
Yeah. Sweet. Oh, we're still recording, huh? Oh, that's good.